it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Monday Night Football game last night, an odd one. Now, I was watching the Mets, as I know you were, a BT, so I checked in the third quarter or fourth quarter, but I was reading some of the stuff and watching the highlights. And this is why social media, it really is the devil. Like, I get it. We have to be on there for news and things like that.
Yep.
Just a part of the job. I envy my wife or people like that who have nothing to do with social media, couldn't care less.
She doesn't have Facebook?
She does not have Facebook.
Wow.
No Instagram.
That's why you get away with saying what you say.
She doesn't see those clips. She'll search TikTok or whatever a little bit to just watch it, but like not on social media. Okay. And the point is, doesn't need to be. Like, I have a lot of friends grow up with friends.
It's most of mine too.
Social media the way that people are. Yeah. Anyway, you would think that if you just went based off of the first half in social media, J.J. McCarthy didn't belong anywhere near an NFL football field, and Ben Johnson was the next coming of Bill Belichick or whatever. Yeah. Pick a guy.
Yeah.
And then you watch the third quarter and fourth quarter, and it was the complete opposite. Vikings woke up. I thought the Bears were going to win that game going into the game. I just had a gut feel. Luckily, I did not play it last night. I stayed away. But then you watch, and J.J. McCarthy all of a sudden turned it on. Maybe reminiscent a little bit. Remember Sam Darnold? Of course you do. Sam Darnold's first Monday night game.
Against Detroit.
Yeah.
He threw a pick six, his first play.
Bingo.
I was pumped. Little Colt was like 9 months old. Yeah. Sitting there. I'm like, hey, we got our quarterback. Look at how he bounces back. We got our quarterback.
For some reason, I think. But then he bounced,
I remember that
he bounced
well.
Back after that a little bit. Yeah. Dude, I had like 500 on that.
Did you really? Five bills?
I was all in on the Jets that day. Yeah.
Do you remember the spread?
I don't. I don't recall. But the Jets came back and won that game.
They came back and won the game. I think Chris Ivory. Was that Chris? I think that was Chris Ivory time. And I remember Darnold played very well, made some big throws in Ford Field.
15 or 16, whatever. Anyway,
it was 15 for sure.
That was a little bit reminiscent last night. And then the Bears, all of a sudden, they can't move the football. Caleb Williams looks lost. They can't get a first down. And Ben Johnson, in his debut at home on Monday night, loses a division game. Not a good look for the Bears to start their season.
You know what's crazy? Think about how when we were growing up, I mean, the Bears have never had a good offense. I mean, they're one of those teams, you know, kind of like the Jets, that never have a great quarterback. I mean, they've gone through so many. It's for Dick Grossman, you name it. Yeah. Justin Fields. I mean, they've tried a million ways sideways. But for a team that is so embedded in the history and the deep culture of the NFL, it really feels like to me that I almost never watched the Bears on prime time.
Yeah.
I think about that.
They've always been an ugly
team. Yeah, they really are.
Stream your local NFL game all season long, kicking off with the juicy Week 2 matchup between the Buffalo Bills and the New York Jets, starting at just $30 for your first year. It's like $250 a month. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. Yeah, I'm not a big Bears believer on prime time. It just there's something about them, the way that they play the game. It is based mostly on history, and we still reference the 85 Bears with regularity 40 years ago.
I know.
And we're still talking about the 85 Bears.
But it was one of the best. I mean, if you saw that defense, my goodness, it was.
I think I was watching, was it last night that they were, where the hell was I looking at something that they showed a pro? Oh, no, the Cowboys special on Netflix.
Told you it was amazing.
Before the Cowboys played a game, a postseason game in Chicago.
Yeah.
Showed Chris Farley out on the field.
Yes.
In that Saturday Night Live character there, the Chicago Bears, you know, that thing. That was great. All right, BT and Sal on the field. Let's get back to the phones. 888-808-1019. Adam is calling from North Haven, Connecticut. What's up, Adam?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking the call. And I largely agree a little bit of points with both of you guys regarding the Mets. I can't believe I'm saying this, Sal, because sometimes I don't agree with you, but I actually agree with you completely here, and I had a couple points. I mean, I think inconsistent is certainly the main theme for the year, and maybe that's partially due because of homegrown talent, young players. But I think just in general, like with the way that offenses are nowadays, I think it's just inconsistent. Pitching stuff is way better. Hitting is just inconsistent with the approaches. To speak to your earlier point, like why that is, I think that's just how baseball is nowadays.
Why isn't the Mets' bullpen numbers better in some spots? If it's harder to hit, I understand the hitting is tougher. I do agree with that. But then why the other issues with the Mets?
Yeah. I think just in general, it's inconsistent. I think, and I don't necessarily blame Stearns for Rodgers and Helsley. Like, you can't you can't say that those were not good pickups at the time, and sometimes the change of scenery obviously affects it.
Well, Rodgers has been great. I mean, people overlooking Tyler Rodgers has been great.
Yeah, I agree. I agree, but I just wanted to say, too, you know, some of it is unexplainable and some of it's just baseball, but I think they are in a good spot. I think with inconsistency, there's been ups and downs. I mean, in the month of August, they scored like 9 runs a game in the month of August.
Sorry, Adam. Thought you had a bad line there. We do appreciate the call, though. And what I would say is the reason why I would still be positive here, and I want to read you this quote from Alonzo that I just saw Anthony DeComo tweet out. The reason I would still be positive here, BT, that we're going to judge both the Mets and Yankees when the season is done for each team, whenever that may be. Yankees could go out there, win the World Series, get to a World Series and lose again like they did, whatever it may be. Mets can miss the playoffs. We'll judge it and then go from there and criticize why it went wrong and what needs to be fixed when that happens. But people were burying both these teams, really, in July. And to me, that was insane with the way that the sport is. And to keep them separate, Yankees are, you know, right there within the division. We'll see what happens. Soft schedule the rest of the way. You know, tough schedule maybe the next week or so. But and with the Mets, same thing. Like, I'm not going to bury them until they deserve to be buried. We're criticizing them on a curve. Sure, highest payroll. It should be. I told you flat out, it shouldn't be acceptable to be the third wild card. Like, that's not even really making the playoffs. However, if that's what it takes to get in and they can go on a run,
yep,
like, that's still all possible, realistic. It may not be likely. You may not think it's going to happen. I may not think it's going to happen. It still could happen. And until it can't, like the division is getting closer to being a can't, then you focus on the wild card. Just find a way in. Then if you don't get the wild card, now you judge from there. Until it can't, I'm still going to believe in this team.
You should. Listen, I get it. To me, there's a very, very clear delineation between the final judgments, which, as you say, we will lay it all out for both of these teams whenever it's final, versus the real-time reaction.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
And let's face it, both of these teams have put us in a spin cycle this year.
I know.
I mean, it's been a wacky, wacky baseball season.
But you almost have to expect that at this point. Now, I think it's
not
different.
Not this wacky, I don't want. Not with all these really good players and these payrolls. I'm not saying you got to win 105 and you just got to bludgeon people. But the up and down, like the peaks and the valleys has been... It's been crazy for these teams.
Right, but there's always the, okay, but they're still going to be in the playoffs, most likely. Now, the Yankees are going to be in. Now, if the Mets don't make it again, that's a different thing. But we're reacting and have been reacting for months. Fans have been going nuts talking about the Mets like this is 2017 again versus where they're at now. Most of the complaining about the Mets and missing the playoffs has been while the Mets have been in control of a playoff spot. That's not normal. So I think that the fan base is overly negative, and this is me saying this, is overly negative at times. Even now, it's like, oh, like, why can't it just be you're frustrated with the loss last night because it was a bad loss with a lot of mistakes that happened, sloppy play, no offense, tough spot in Philly. Why can't you be upset about that without saying, well, they're going to miss the postseason, like Hoff was saying before, while they have a three-game lead with 18 to go? That's not something to sneeze at.
No, the math is still in your favor. Why you could say that, and people like Hoff and others, I don't know if anybody quite feels that passionately as Hoff did. If you missed it, free Odyssey app.
Well, Frank the Tank.
Well, that's true.
Yeah.
Loogie's buddy,
yeah.
Frank the Tank.
Yeah,
exactly. They have a little fun tweeting with each other. Although, it might be, does Loogie tweet him back? Or is it just Frank coming in, parachuting in? Either way, if you're worried about the Mets or you're putting out this sense that they're going to come up short, it's not rooted in nothing. Now, it is premature because they are a playoff team as of this moment. But as we know, Sal, they didn't play well in June. They played okay in July. They played awful in August. And September is not off to a good start. That is a fairly long track record to... You know, if you're conditioned to think that the Mets are going to have a rough finish here, it's not like you're pulling this out of thin air. They have stumbled for months.
Yeah, but again, still in a playoff spot, still have a bunch of great players. Pete Alonso is from Anthony DeComo. I saw him just post this on social media, MLB.com. Quote, "I feel great," Alonso said. "If the season were to end today, we've got a chance to roll the dice in the playoffs As years in the past have shown, wherever you start out doesn't really mean much. Continues, have we played our best baseball? No. I know our ceiling is sky high, but you could look at it two ways. You can look at it as, okay, we haven't played our best baseball up to this point, or you could look at it as the talent in this room is undeniable. I think Pete sums it up almost perfectly right there.
Yeah, no, I mean, that's fair. I mean, but there's also a third option. The talent could be overrated, and it might not be the best roster. Now, Pete's not going to say that, but we can say that, if you believe that.
Well, where is that the case, though?
Well, just based on the record. I mean, the inconsistencies.
You're debating the talent.
Well, I mean, the talent, maybe I could be a little bit more. Listen, the Mets have talent. I'm not saying they don't have talent. But there is such a thing as maybe it not being the right ingredients. I don't even know if that's true, by the way.
I agree with. It could prove true.
It could be. I mean, listen, we don't really associate chemistry with baseball. You know, you think offensive line, you think basketball, passing the ball where you want it, blah, blah, blah. But chemistry matters. I mean, think about the 86 Mets. They had it. Think about all those Yankee championships. They had it. I'm not trying to start trouble saying the Mets don't have chemistry, but sometimes the pieces are good, although I don't think their pieces are great, but they're good. Sometimes the pieces are good and they fit great. Sometimes the pieces are good and the edges are a little rough and they don't fit perfect. We'll find out soon.
That's exactly right. Last year they had great chemistry. Not enough talent to get over the hump. This year they have the talent. The chemistry certainly has not been the way that it was a year ago. But TBD. We're gonna find. So they're still in the playoffs right now. As of now, like Pete said, if the season ended today, Mets going to get a chance to roll the dice and we'll see how far they could go.
But let's face it, you're a little more nervous than not.
I'm not.
Deep down.
I'm actually excited because I like the. I'd rather be in this spot. Last year was like house money. They came out of nowhere. Nobody thought the team was any good to begin with. I certainly didn't think they were any good. Then they started playing like the best team in baseball since June on. Oddly enough, the opposite this year. And I was like, well, how far can they really go? They go on the magic run. They should have lost to Milwaukee. They didn't. Mm-hmm. They wipe away the Phillies, and then they go compete against the Dodgers where you saw the disparity from where the two teams were at. This year, it's different. I'd rather have Soto in my back pocket and Soto on my club going into the postseason and feel good about that. Now, is that going to be enough? Probably not, but it's not just him. It's McClain. Everything I believe in, BT, that you need to succeed in the postseason, I believe the Mets have. McClain, Diaz, and not just Diaz, a bullpen that I trust with Raley, with Rogers. They have some guys.
Mm-hmm.
And Soto, Lindor, Alonso. I'll take my chances with that. Doesn't mean they're going to win. They might lose. They might get swept in a wild card. Who knows? I'm just saying, me personally, I'll take my chances with those pieces.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.